Time for us to do a betting update with Paul Sebastiani from Bet Deluxe. You can download the new Bet Deluxe app today, but please gamble responsibly. Good morning to you, Paul.
Very good morning to you, Matt. How are we?
Yeah, we're good. Gee, we've had fired up listeners this morning. We've had people proposing breakaway leagues. We're talking about deferring suspensions. Basically, we've solved all the problems of the rugby league world. So can you help us with the markets?
I can indeed. Let's get stuck straight into it. Manly and Sydney go head-to-head Friday night. Manly $1.29. The Roosters $3.58 with Bet Deluxe. And the big game from Saturday night, do or die between the Panthers and the Eels. Panthers $1.22. The Eels $4.26. And from a premiership perspective, Matt, the Storm, even money favourite now. The Panthers right out on the drift at $4.20. Rabbitohs $5. Into that preliminary final last week after victory over the Panthers. The Seagulls, $8. And then it's basically 30-1 for the Eels and the Roosters. But yeah, Storm very well fancied in the premiership markets now.
Okay. Hasn't that changed, mate? I mean, how many times have we had the discussion about the Panthers and the Storm tracking side by side for the premiership? And obviously only one of them can win it now, but everybody's heading towards the Melbourne Storm. AFL, so grand final, of course, and Norm Smith medal.
Yeah, grand final, obviously, next week. They've both teams have got the break and Brownlow this weekend. Melbourne, $1.64 favourite to win the premiership. Bulldogs, $2.27. And we've had a little bit of a nibble so far for Melbourne at the line. So, look, it's come in a cent. It's been $1.90 into $1.89, the -7.5. But the punters really siding with Melbourne to get this job done in the grand final. Bulldogs, +7.5 at $1.91. And from a Norm Smith perspective, Christian Petrarca is well fancied to take out the North Smith. He's the $6 favourite at the moment. But I think if the Bulldogs win, I think Bailey Smith potentially at $19. He's had a fantastic final series. I think he might be the value there if you're looking at something at longer odds in the North Smith market.
Cool. Are you looking forward to the nighttime grand final?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, sometimes things have to change, and I think maybe just to suit maybe the audience over in Victoria, maybe from a time perspective. But look, firstly, I'm a traditionalist, but honestly, if Carlton were to ever make the grand final, I couldn't care if it was at 6 a.m. in the morning. But yeah, I don't know how long that's going to be, Matt.
What about racing at Bendigo and Randwick on the Kensington course?
Yeah, a little bit of racing to get through today, Matt. We've got to, obviously, racing in Kensington. Race 2, number 5, there's been a go for Brad Widdup's horse called The Poacher. So it's been $8.50 into $4.40 with betdeluxe.com.au. And potentially a Derby horse going around in race 1 called Antonio Giovanni. So it's a $3.40 elect for Chris Waller and James McDonald, debuting over 1,400 metres. And at Bendigo, Magnajet in the last has been well backed each way. It's a $9 elect. Race 8, number 2 at Bendigo. The favourite in that race is More Secrets at $2.35. And race 4, number 4, Rapid Achiever, has probably been one of our best back today. It's an even money favourite with betdeluxe.com.au. But looking forward to bringing you the Group 1 markets tomorrow, Matt. It's a very exciting time to be a racing and NRL and AFL man. But yeah, Sir Rupert Clark at Caulfield on Saturday and the George Main Stakes this weekend up there in New South Wales. So looking forward to it. Zaki versus Very Elegant. Going to be a cracker.
Yeah, and I let our listeners know early this morning, incentivise. So the weights came out for Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup this far out, and incentivise weighted pretty well for the Melbourne Cup in particular. So about 2.5 kilos lighter. So I like the fact that Greg Carpenter said if we were weighting him on potential, it would have been much heavier, but I can only weight him on what he's done so far. So that says a lot about the future of this horse.
Yeah, definitely. He's the $8 favourite as well for the Melbourne Cup, and I think rightfully so. I think when a staying horse is doing what it did over the mile last start, I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat. And as you said, well weighted, and it would be nice to keep the Melbourne Cup on Australian soil just quietly.
Wouldn't it be? Well, Bart Cummings used to always say, you know, weights first and foremost at the Melbourne Cup. So that's where he used to go looking, and he kind of knew a little bit about the Melbourne Cup. So I like to go where he's going. Good on you, Paul. We'll chat tomorrow.
No worries. We'll chat then, Matt. All the best.
Paul Sebastiani there from Bet Deluxe, serious betting for serious punters. You can download the new Bet Deluxe app today, but the Gamble Responsibly helpline is 1-800-858-858. Time for the news.